The last Mishnah in Maseches Biturim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, of these Toseftos, seems to have a variation of the previous Mishnah or a dissenting opinion in the Tanaim about certain halachos. The first halacha is Teitzad, Eino Shaveh, Lo Anoshim V'lo Anoshim. This entire Mishnah is discussing ways that androgynous is not like a male or a female. Ein Chayavim, Lo Amatraso V'lo Atolaso. One who hits him or curses him using God's name is not going to be culpable, although if one does so to men or women, one is culpable. Here, lo ta'anoshim, lo ka'anoshim, he's not like men or like women. Of course, this is in contrast to the previous Mishnah that says that one is indeed chayev. Either it's a dissenting opinion or a variant dirsa, variant text. Ve'eno nerach, if a person promises to bring a certain amount, as is written in the Torah, that each person has a certain amount based upon their gender and their age. Fixed amounts the Torah prescribes. The person says that he will give Beis HaMikdash the erech, the value of a certain person, then there are a specific menu mentioned in the Torah how much each person, based upon those common characteristics, are going to bring to Beis HaMikdash. But here, since this person is not clearly a male or a female, ve'eno nerach, he cannot have erechin, cannot have that fixed rate of return to the Beis HaMikdash for money. Lo tanoshim, not like men, below kanoshim, or not like women. And the Mishnah says, Vim Amar, if he says, Harini Nazir, I am a Nazir, Shazel lo ish velo isha, this is no man nor woman, Eno Nazir. The person is not a Nazir. Rameir says, Androgynous, Beri b'shnei atzmahu. In what seems to be opposition to most of the halachos we've seen so far in this perek, Rameir says, Androgynous is not a man or woman or both or somewhat a cross between them. He is an entire Bria, his entire new creation. Beri b'fnei atzma. In the world, there are three genders, male, female, and androgynous. Each three are separate and separate halachos. V'lo yochu chachamim l'achriya alav imhu ish o isha. But since in halacha there's really only two, males and females, this third category, Chazal were not able to determine with finality if he has the rules of man or rules of woman. Aval, however, tumtum means someone who's closed up. A person whose genital organs are closed, we cannot clearly determine if he's a male or female, but we do know, says the Mishnah, Einor Kein. That's not the way he is. Pamim shu'ish, pamim shu'isha. Sometimes he's a man, sometimes he is a woman. In every tumtum, there is going to be a difference. Sometimes it's the male organs that are covered, sometimes it's the female organs that are covered. In theory, if they would do an operation which would remove it, they would perhaps would discover that underneath. So tumtum is a suffix. We're not sure in any tumtum if he's a man or a woman. And it could be one tumtum is a man, one is a woman. Androgynous is always considered a third type of gender. And he's an androgynous. Yet in halacha, he has to be either male or female. But Chazal did not determine with finality which one he is. With this slip, Maseches Biturim, we have ended Maseches Biturim again. We really ended Maseches Biturim with the third parak, because these are Toseftos, braishas that are added. But now we finished even the Toseftos that are commonly added to Maseches Biturim. Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah gives the introduction to the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying from one area, halakhically, to another halakhic area on Shabbos, from a public domain to a private domain, or from a private domain to a public domain. The Mishnah tells us that a person can only be chayev, a person can only be culpable according to the Torah for changing from a private domain or vice versa on Shabbos if one does both the atira, the act of picking up the object in one domain, and the hanacha, the putting down the object in the other domain. If one would do only one of those two, one would still be chayev midrabanan, one's still culpable rabbinically, but one is not going to be culpable minat Torah. Says the Mishnah, Yitzios HaShabbos, with regard to transferring from one jurisdiction to another jurisdiction, one area to another area on Shabbos, Shtayim, in core, there are two cases, Shein Arba, which become four cases when we add the rabbinic prohibitions. That is, Bifnim, when we deal with going inside the house. Likewise, Vishtayim Shein Arba, they are two at core, which become four when we add the rabbinic prohibitions, Bachutz, when we deal with going outside. Ketzad, what does this mean? The Mishnah uses a situation of an ani, a pauper, standing out on one's doorstep outside the house, and a baal bayis, the homeowner, standing inside the house. Of course, it doesn't need to be a pauper and a baal bayis. It really means two people. One is standing inside the house, one's outside the house, but it's a convenient way of making the concept even more lucid. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ani, the pauper, Omer Bachutz, is standing outside, Uvala Bayis, and the homeowner, Bifnim, is inside his house. Pashat, Ha'ani, Estiyodo Lifnim, the pauper sticks his hand into the house. V'nasan L'Soch Yadosh Uvala Bayis, and takes an item that was in his hand from outside, and puts it into the hand of the homeowner. Oh, Shinatal Misocha, Vahotzi. Or he takes something from the homeowner's hand and brings it outside and puts it down, and it's now considered as if it's down outside. Vahotzi, he takes it out. In such a situation, Ani Chayev, the pauper is culpable. Because the pauper took the object from either public domain to private domain, and private domain, or private domain to public domain, and made both the akira, the picking up of the object, and the hanacha, and the putting it down. In such a situation, again, ha'ani chayev, the pauper is culpable, baal bayis pater. The baal bayis is pater, he did not do anything wrong, min ha'Torah. What about in a different case? Pashut baal bayis is yado l'chutz. If the baal bayis picks up an item from his house, sticks his hand out of the door, v'nasan l'soch yado shalani, and then puts the item in the hand of the waiting pauper. Oh, shenatam yisocha, he takes something from the ani, from the pauper, v'hichnis, and then he brought it inside the house. In such a situation, the baal bayis picked it up outside and brought it inside, or the other way around. So therefore, says the Mishnah, baal bayis chayev, the baal bayis is culpable, v'ani pater, and the pauper is biblically exempt. He didn't do anything wrong, min ha'Torah. What about if it's a joint effort? Pashad ha'ani es yado lefnim, v'nato baal bayis misocha. The pauper put his hand inside. He made the akira, he picked it up outside and brought it inside, but v'nato baal bayis misocha. The baal bayis took it out of the hand and made the hanacha. He put it down inside his house. Akira done through the pauper, picking up was done through the pauper, and the placing down, the hanacha, was done through the baal bayis. Or, shenasan l'socha v'hotzi, or he put it into the waiting hand, v'hotzi, and then took it out. Shneim p'turin, they're both pater, they're both biblically exempt, but still, very importantly, rabbinically culpable. Pasha baal bayis es yado l'chutz. If the homeowner puts his hand outside, he picked up the item and put his hand outside, v'nato ha'ani misocha, and then the pauper picked it up out of that hand, the akira, the picking up, was done through the baal bayis, but the hanacha, the placing it down, was done through the pauper. Or shenasan l'socha v'hichnis, or he put it into the waiting hand v'hichnis, then the baal bayis brought it in, shneim p'turin, they're both pater min ha'Torah, they're both not culpable min ha'Torah, because they both split the akira and the hanacha, the picking it up and the putting down, but they're still both culpable min mi dirabbanan. It's still prohibited rabbinically. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. There are certain actions that are rabbinically prohibited for a person to do prior to mincha, because he might become too involved in those actions and forget to daven mincha. Says the Mishnah, Lo yoshev adam ufnei asapar, a person should not sit. Well, yeshev adam ufnei asapar, a person should not sit before the barber, samach mincha, right before mincha. Because in the times of the Mishnah, haircut involved a lot of